So, did they call it, was it always called a shivery, or was there other words for it? Or?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
And one night, that kid, him and his wife got away from him, and they slept in the old tater cellar all night. And another couple crawled up in the attic, and one night they came here, and we just told them about the dungeon down there, and they was just around here, and all of a sudden they disappeared, and they went down the dungeon, and the people noticed they were gone, and so they went out and hunted for them all night, and they're still down here in the in our basement. We kind of got, well, we never got in trouble, but they sure commented to us about it, for helping them
helping
get away.
Yeah.
And then they'd always paint their cars up, and Jim, he helped cover a guy's car up one time with baled hay.
Just hid the whole thing.
They just hid the whole thing. And when the owner got, they were going to shivery at her, and Lynn had a pair of handcuffs, and they cuffed each, put the cuff.
Is that the handcuffs that are upstairs?
No. Oh. He had the key for them. They put handcuffs on each other so they couldn't separate them.
Okay.
They always paint. A lot of them still, they still paint their car,
yeah,
or something, and toilet paper it, or
right,
stuff like that. But they were really rough on them in the old days.
Well, let's see. Let me just go through. Show you this list and let you just read off some of these words. What this is just to see if
I'm not good at pronouncing words.
No, that's what they don't. There's no right way to pronounce words. They just want to see.
Then I have a hard time seeing them here.
Well, okay. There's 15 there.
Sermon.
Right.
God. Matthew. John. College. Library.
Okay. Then, what do you call around the chimney?
The hearth.
Okay. And stuff that's inside the chimney that's not ashes, but
soot.
Okay. And then
ashes
there. Tell someone that's left open the door. What do you tell them to do?
When they open it,
they open the door and leave it open. And
tell them to shut it.
Shut the door.
Shut the door. Okay. That's a lot. And turn off the lights.
And then
the mirror and the glass.
And you sweep the floor with
a broom.
Right. And up on your lights, you've got the little thing you screw in the lights.
Socket.
Right here. What are these? It's got the writing on it.
That's the globe?
Yeah, but inside the globe. The light bulb there.
The socket.
Okay. Right, and then the thing in the socket's the light bulb. Right? This.
Inside it?
No, just that's this thing. You call this a socket?
No, that's a globe.
Okay, globe, okay. And then the TV, what's another name for the TV?
Television.
You blow your nose with? What do you blow your nose with?
Handkerchief. I was going to say snot.
And then in the kitchen, you turn the handle and the water comes out.
Faucet.
And you fry or you boil.
In the tea kettle.
Kettle, okay. And you got green and string. And
green beans.
Or right. What about
squash or.
Okay. And then you make out of strawberry jams.
Jelly.
And jelly. And I got mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
And then.
Strain.
Okay. And to make bread, you need a little.
Yeast.
And do you ever have these in the summertime? Where you.
Barbecue, yeah, we have barbecues out here,
and
or just get-togethers. And,
right. And then these two words here:
coffee, cake, and applesauce.
Yep. What's that hanging? You got it hanging up your stairs. On
whip.
Whip. Yeah.
Bullwhip.
Bullwhip. What's the difference in a bullwhip and just an other whip? Just the size?
Well, I think so. The bullwhip's a big old long whip.
Uh-huh.
See, Farron made me that.
What do you call the clippers that you...
Call what?
When you shave a sheep. Shear a sheep, okay.
Well, there's the old hand clippers and electric clippers.
Are they shears? Do you call them shears?
Yeah, the old hand shears.
Okay. And then what do you pound a nail in with? What's that?
Hammer.
Hammer? And then you shoot out of a .22 a shell, or what else is it called?
Well,